Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Ace. Welcome back again to another episode of Trap Life with Ace Podcast. This is episode number 19. Moving right along, keeping it going. Thanks again to everybody who's been checking in, sending your comments, your suggestions, your questions. It really means a lot to me, the fact that you're spending your time listening to this podcast. It's something that I do for me, you know, actually, to tell the truth, right? I do this for me because I got a lot of thoughts on my mind that I just got to get out sometimes, right? But I'm glad that it's helping some of you when it comes to your entrepreneurial endeavors and your aspirations and some of the things that you have going on. So continue to support. I'll be here to support you. Let me know that you're out here. And let's get into this next episode. So today I just wanted to briefly just speak about maintaining your energy levels when it comes to business. Sometimes, and when it comes to business, you know, we spend a lot of time, a lot of late hours maybe. You know, I know when I was first getting started, I used to go to bed like 4 or 5 in the morning. Even sometimes nowadays, right? If I really have something that I want to get going, I just get into it and I won't go to sleep until maybe 6 a.m. sometimes, right? And that's not something that you want to do continuously. I understand that people say the grind, you know, the grind don't stop. Sleep is for the, is, you know, you'll sleep and you die and all this other stuff. And wouldn't I say sleep is the cousin of death? And nah, sleep is actually a necessary part of your existence in order for your body to regenerate, in order for your body to generate all the necessary energy that you need to maintain perfect health is sleep. You know, you need sleep in order to get those things done. So it's not just about diet. It's not just about exercise, but it's also about getting rest. You know, it's very important that you take care of yourself as you go throughout these endeavors. I'm in my 30s. I'm still young. I'll forever be young. Actually, you know, I'm not going to age. Age ain't nothing but a number. No disrespect to what who said that in their songs or whatever. Well, actually, I'm not. I don't mean no disrespect. But what I mean is I'm not trying to bring him into the question or whatever. But yeah, age ain't nothing but a number. So I don't see myself as far as getting old in the true sense of the word, but I do know that I have to take care of myself in order to maintain my virility and my stamina and all of the different things that allow for me to be successful in business. You know, so you got to get rest. You have to work out, of course. You have to, you know, working out doesn't mean you got to go pound weights or anything like that, but actually just get some sweat, you know, get your heart rate up, get some sweat going, you know, get some of that salt out your blood. Right. You know, get some perspiration going on, get some heavy breathing, work out those lungs, you know, work out that heart rate, you know, bring yourself back to peace. And sometimes you actually find that it's very calming when you actually work out, and some of the ideas that you might have been struggling with when it comes to your business, you can find some of those answers while you're doing something like working out. Like what I tend to do is I tend to go out. I live down here in South Florida. It's always beautiful and sunny, always hot and warm or whatever, but I always just go out and I just play a little bit of basketball. I shoot around for about an hour. I get my cardio on, right? If I want to go swimming, I'll go do that. You know, I'll jump in the pool, go swimming, or go to the beach and, you know, do that type of thing. Or even just, you know, playing with my kids around the house and running around doing that type of thing. You know, I always look for a way that I could get a sweat in somehow, raise my heart rate a little bit. You know, and it helps to release some of the stress, because running businesses can be stressful at times. And we all know that, right? We know what it's like to be engaged with business and you're focused on accomplishing an end goal, which for most of us is making money, making a sale, gaining a customer, you know, pulling out a product, launching a product, whatever the case is. But you know, you got to take care of yourself in the long run, because the truth is without you or your health, then that business is not going to last long, and anything can happen at any time. And you want to make sure that you're prepared for what life has ahead of you. Right. So, you know, take care of yourself and most of all, get some rest, get some sleep. Don't worry about what people are saying as far as, you know, I sleep 3 hours a day and I go to bed at 12 and I wake up at 5. And, you know, everybody has their own system. I'm not saying to be lazy and stay in bed all day, or, you know, be frivolous with your time, staying up all hours of the night, you know, watching television or what the case is. But, you know, definitely make time to get yourself some sleep. They say 8 hours is a third of your day. You have 24 hours in the day. They want you to get some rest for 8 hours. Maybe if that means, you know, taking a nap for a little bit during the day and then getting 6 hours of sleep at night or whatever the case is. I know a lot of you might wake up early with your children if you have kids like I do. getting them ready for school. And then, you kind of settle down after getting them ready for bed. You want to settle down, maybe enjoy yourself with your spouse a little bit, watch a little bit of entertainment, do those things, but just manage your time a little bit and make sure that you're fitting in good quality rest, right? Because that is very important when it comes to you being able to be mentally prepared for what the day has ahead of you, that you're physically in good shape and your health means something to you, so that allows for you to have longevity when it comes to your business. So don't overlook that part of being a business owner and being an entrepreneur. It's very important that we take care of our bodies, that we take care of our minds, because the mind does need rest. It's not a muscle, right? It's an organ. A lot of people say the mind is a muscle. It's not a muscle, it's an organ, and every organ needs to regenerate, to be revitalized. And our brains do that by getting necessary rest, staying properly hydrated. It's 80% water, 90% water, whatever the case is for the brain. I'm not a surgeon, I don't know, I'm not a biologist, I'm not really sure as far as that particular number goes, but I'm somewhere close in the ballpark, right? Take care of your brain. Take care of your body. It's very important. Take care of all the pieces to you that make you who you are, that allow for you to wake up in the morning and go out there and conquer the world, like many of us entrepreneurs are doing. So when we talk about the life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence, the first part of that is life. You got to be living. You have to be living and living well enough to be able to go out there and accomplish your goals and reach that entrepreneurial excellence that we're seeking as Trap Stars, living a trap life, right? So take care of your body. Remember, Ace said it first. Go out there, take care of yourself. A lot of your gurus won't tell you this. A lot of your people won't focus on some of this stuff. They just want you to focus on getting money, doing all that stuff. But what good is it that you're making money but you're stuck in the hospital? What good is it that you're making money that you have a nervous breakdown and all this other stuff, right? It really means nothing if your health isn't there to maintain your wealth. So keep it together, stay strong. Again, drop your comments, your questions, your suggestions. Let me know how you're feeling about the podcast. Show your support. Hit me up at Trap Life Ace. You can find me on Instagram. You can find it Facebook group at Trap Life with Ace on Facebook. So send me a shout out. I look forward to it. Peace.